This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So Cassidy.com, we've talked about them for many weeks now, and I just realized today that we have not talked about one of the most important features of Cassidy.com.
Which is what?
Privacy.
Yeah, for sure.
So they have a certification process, which is very legit. You have to send in a picture with your, basically holding a piece of paper with your picture and your name and Cassidy.com on it so that they know that you're a real person.
Yes.
There's no bots on here. Unlike some of those other sites, you're not getting tons of fake profiles. You have the ability, or the peace of mind, I should say, of knowing that the people that you're communicating with on Cassidy are legit people.
Correct.
That are looking for the same things you are, which is sex and fun and friendship.
And absolute naughtiness.
Yes. So much of that.
Yes.
So yeah, Cassidy truly is our top pick for the best swinger site for that reason, as well as the others that we've been talking about for weeks now. And we really truly believe you should check out Cassidy.com for yourself. You can do so for free.
Yes.
By going to our website, frontporchswingers.com.
No commitment.
No commitment. You can click on the Cassidy banner on our website to start your 30-day free trial.
Absolutely. Do so.
Yeah. And we have second sponsors of the podcast, which is Energy Underground.
Yes, very much looking forward to the Deadwood event in South Dakota.
They are throwing their first ever lifestyle summit in Deadwood. We talked a little bit about the event last week. One of the things that I want to touch on this week is the venue.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
It's a beautiful venue. And unlike some of the other events that you may have heard us discuss on previous episodes,
yeah,
these guys really do take it seriously. They put together amazing events. They think about all of the details. And you are guaranteed, if you go to their Deadwood event, to be impressed.
Yeah, for sure. This place is, I mean, it's beautiful. First of all, the town is amazing. And the venue is really, I mean, I was so blown away that that's actually where this event's taking place. And like you said, it's a summit. It's not just like a meet and greet, kind of the normal swinger event. It's a legit event.
It is 3 days of education and parties and sex and amazingness.
Yes.
And we really want you to come join us. Brian will be holding a culinary event. We're going to do a mix and mingle event that we'll be hosting.
Yeah.
And obviously parties in the evening. So we would love for you to come have fun with us. It'll be a great way for you to dip your toe into the lifestyle if you're new, because there will be some educational events, as I said.
Yeah.
And you can go to our website, frontporchswingers.com, click on the Energy Underground Deadwood banner, and it'll give you all the details of the event. And if you book using our promo code, which is FPS2020, FPS2020, you get 10% off.
Yeah, and why the hell not? And it's going to be a great fucking time.
I'm so fucking excited.
I am.
I've already started picking out outfits for the parties. I'm dressing up for the themes. I know that's not your thing.
I know.
I'm fucking doing it.
I know.
Because one night is steampunk.
I know.
And I'm fucking pumped.
You just
want to
break out a corset. It's all you
want. I so do.
In Deadwood, which is like so cliche.
And but like also fishnets and crazy heels and crazy jewelry. I'm just so pumped.
It's like the cat house from the Westerns is what it's going to be.
So I'm basically going to look like an old time prostitute, and
nice.
I'm going to love every second of it.
Nice.
Hey guys, our Patreon exploded this week.
We love our patrons.
Holy fuck, you guys are amazing. We are so appreciative of all of our new members. It's going to take me a second to get through them, so stick with me here. Our new members this week are John, Emily, Jennifer, West Coast Couple, Jay, Mike, David, Julia, Leslie, and Rick. Holy fuck.
Well, it's also awesome because they're part of our Telegram group. Our patrons are part of our Telegram group, which is so much fucking fun.
It's been a blast. We have really good conversations. One of the single guys brought up this week how couples feel about interacting with single guys for the first time. Like,
yeah.
Was there anxiety? Was there nervousness? And I thought that that brought up a really interesting conversation this morning. So that's just one example of the things that we're talking about with these Telegram group members.
Yes.
It really is a forum. It's a place for us to bounce ideas off of each other. You can be a part of that as well as our Naughty Snapchat and get weekly bonus episodes of Front Porch Swingers by heading over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. Join all these amazing folks in supporting our community, and we would just absolutely adore you for it.
Yeah, it's a good time. We really enjoy interacting with our patrons.
Do you want to know what else is going to be a really fucking good time?
I think I already know.
But what is it?
Go ahead and tell me.
Erotica!
Yes. So psyched for Vegas.
Oh my God.
Not only because, well, I mean, it's Vegas, but also it's at the end of January and it will be fucking 20 below here. So I'm just ready. I'll be ready to get to the fucking sun.
So I'm
someplace
just,
warmer.
I'm throwing this out there. I went back and listened to our old Vegas episodes, our Vegas episodes from last year.
Yeah, same event. Essentially the same event. Well, we were at the AVN Awards last year.
Same time of year,
yeah,
right.
Same time of year.
And my voice sounded fucking horrible.
You didn't have a voice.
Because we had debaucherous fun and like
for 4 days.
No sleep for
no.
4 days.
It was like, I think we had like a total of like 8 or 9 hours of sleep over 4 days.
And we're not party people. We like our sleep. We like not being hungover in the morning.
No, we go to the gym in the morning. We don't drink except we have like 2 drinks and it's over.
Yeah, not when you go to fucking Vegas.
No.
When you're in Vegas, it's like all the rules go out the window.
Yeah,
the person
crazy.
That you are at home, you fucking leave that at home
yeah.
because you're turning into a crazy person.
Well, let's not forget, we were at the AVNs and we were at swinger events with 800 fucking naked people.
Yeah.
And it was just a good time. It was just
a
good
amazing.
Fucking time. We met some amazing folks, lots of lifestyle folks. We had a really good time, and you had no voice.
For like a week and a half.
Yeah, you had nothing. There was nothing going on. After we did the podcast episode, you totally lost your
voice.
It
was probably really nice for you. It was like a nice change. Yeah. Brent is not talking constantly.
Well, it was funny because you were like using like motions to ask me stuff. And yeah, it was really funny. You had no voice. So I'm looking forward to you not having a voice again this January.
If I come home with a voice, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, it's not likely.
It was a lot of moaning and yelling and drinking.
Laughing. Yeah, it was a lot of fucking debauchery.
And no sleep.
No sleep. Zero. I mean, literally like 2 hours a night, 3 hours at the one, at
oh,
one point.
Oh, we were just on over. We were running on caffeine and sex.
Yeah, it was so fucking nuts.
It was amazing.
It. This is going to be a great time, though, because not only do we, once again, we have press credentials. We will be at the AVN show and the toy show. We have press credentials.
We are serious journalists, okay, people? So make sure that you keep that in mind. Because
yeah, keep the laughter to a minimum. We have press credentials. And then, of course, we'll be at the show.
So Erotica, if you guys don't know, is an event that is taking place at the same time as AVN. It's actually right across the street from where AVN is taking place at the Alexis Park Hotel. And it's going to be so much fun. It is, once again, entertainment in the evenings, kind of more educational seminar type workshop things during the day. We'll be participating in some of that. So we'll make sure to give you that schedule so you can come hear us talk and interact with us. And then parties in the evening.
Yeah, good time. It's going to be a fucking blast. The AVNs across the street from this event is going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah, and something else really cool attached to Erotica.
Yes.
Is the ASN Lifestyle Awards.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that.
And we got nominated for something.
We did. Yes. Sexiest Resource.
Sexiest Lifestyle Resource.
Yeah, good time.
Which is really fucking cool. I was shocked.
Yeah.
We actually heard from another podcaster that we had been nominated. It was like, oh, fuck. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, we had no idea. Like, oh, wow. Check us out.
So if you would like to vote for us, if you feel like we're a sexy lifestyle resource, you can go to asnlifestylemagazine.com/vote, or you can find it on our Twitter or Instagram page.
Yeah.
Or Cassidy Community. But yeah, and go in and vote for all of the other. It's not just this award. Obviously, there's a ton of them.
Oh, there's a
toys,
bunch.
There's events, all sorts of different things. So just make sure your voice is heard. I think it's really cool that they're doing this and bringing a little bit more to the forefront spotlight some of the amazing things that are available for us lifestyle folks.
For sure. And if you're going to be there, shit, let us know. Tell us you're going to be in town.
Oh my gosh, yes. And we're also doing a Patreon exclusive meet and greet in Vegas.
Yes, we are.
So if you're going to be there and you want to come to that, make sure you head on over to our Patreon account and get signed up. We're going to have details very soon for some really cool shit.
That's going to be a blast. Looking forward to that. The show, that weekend's going to be fucking insane.
I'm so excited.
Is it January 23 to 26, right?
January 23rd to January 26th.
Yeah.
And we're actually
time.
Getting there on the 24th. So we won't be there on the 23rd.
Right.
But,
right.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Awesome stuff.
Oh, I just can't even wait. I'm not even going to be able to sleep. I'm so excited.
I know. Well, you're not going to have a voice. So there's that.
I won't sleep in Vegas.
No, we don't sleep in Vegas.
No.
Well, I don't even know why. Who sleeps in Vegas?
Yeah, why do you even get a hotel room in Vegas?
Well, because you have to bang, but yeah, there's true. No reason. You're not sleeping.
That's true.
Yeah.
I feel like in Vegas you could find other places to bang than a hotel
room. For sure, but I mean, that's the primary reason for the hotel room.
Yeah.
Because it certainly wasn't
sleep. Luggage and sex.
Yeah, we got very little of the sleep portion.
All right, speaking of sex... And yes. How much I love single guys.
Yes. We won't even talk about how much sex you had in Vegas last time.
Oh my God, let's not.
Yeah.
It was slutty pants.
If you want to know, go back and review that podcast.
It was a lot two-parter.
Yeah, we had to do it over two episodes.
I had so much sex, we could not pack it into one episode.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Good stuff.
What single guy tip of the week do you have for us this week, Brian?
Well, it's interesting. So last week was really kind of your single guy tip of the week.
Yes.
And it was, and I told you I had, you know, something planned and I was going to save it because there was potentially kind of something that was going to back it up. And as it turns out, it happened. So here's the gist of it. I'll give you the guys the background. For the most part, my single guy tip of the week was this. Take the extra step. That's not necessarily something that a single guy has to do with every couple. With us, you like to have a regular playmate.
Right.
And if you are a single guy who is potentially going to be a regular playmate for a hot wife in that kind of scenario, it's really important that you take extra steps. Now, that could be anything from, as we talked about last week, your single guy friend pouring you wine and about. But that was the extra mile, right?
Right.
So he took an extra step. The other thing he did, which is really what prompted me to do the single guy tip of the week, was like 2 weeks ago, he reached out to you and asked you if it was okay if he contacted me and he met me out for a drink, just the two of us.
Right.
He wanted to get to know me, right?
Yes.
Which I thought was really very cool.
Me too.
He knows that we have a really good relationship with Clint, obviously your other regular playmate, and really wanted to make sure that we, you know, we were accepting of him in that space as well, which I thought was really very cool of him. So in fact, he did. He did reach out and he and I met and had a drink just the other night.
Yes.
And sat down at a local place that you and I go to often and, you know, just not too far from our house, a really nice little spot. And we sat down for about an hour and a half and just bullshitted. We didn't talk anything lifestyle related. It wasn't about our relationship being mine and yours or what's transpiring between you and he. It was simply a conversation between two guys at a bar having a drink. It was very cool.
Yeah.
And it didn't, not that I wasn't relaxed anyway or confident with him and you, you know, getting together, but certainly it makes me feel better when you guys are going to be together. I know that he genuinely gives a shit about what's going on between us, wants to earnestly be part of what's happening, and he's got the right intentions. That's a big deal. So if you're a single guy getting into this space and you have an intention or there's the potentiality for being a regular playmate with a couple, man, take the extra steps. Just, it doesn't take much. Get involved, be inquisitive, you know, have some consideration for the other partner.
Yeah.
Is really a big deal. For us, it's fucking huge. For me, it means everything. There's a level of respect in that that is very difficult to manufacture. He didn't just, it wasn't forced. I mean, I was sitting with the guy. It wasn't like he didn't want to be there. He really wanted me to show up because in fact, I had to cancel on him once.
Yes.
And he was super disappointed and it made me make sure that I was going to see him that week and we were going to have a drink. So he was really very much concerned about my interest in this whole thing.
Well, and it makes me feel so much better. Puts me totally at ease.
Yeah.
Knowing that you trust him and feel like he's very genuine. I always say you're like the human lie detector. So for you to sit down with him, just the two of you for an hour and a half and still have a very good vibe and get a good sense of who he is and just that he's a good person, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, it made me feel great because I know that the guy that you're spending a little bit of time with is that genuine person that you and I first met and continues to be that person now that we've gotten to know him a little bit better. Certainly I did, just sitting down and just talking about, you know, our lives in the past and where we're from and what we've done, you know, all just regular bullshit, just a couple of dudes sitting at a bar.
Yeah.
So I found that very comforting for me, really very much at ease, and I enjoyed it. And as I told him, you know, certainly we're going to do it again. You know, it was a good time. So, single guy tip of the week, take the extra step. Don't be fucking lazy.
Yes.
You know, and don't be afraid to take that the initial step. You know, it's really the onus of that responsibility falls on the single guy. We want you to be interested. You want to prove to us that you're interested. Man, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think I was talking to another hot wife about this online the other day, and we were talking about the fact that single guys so often fall into one of two completely different categories. Either they are the guys that treat you like a sex object. They're the guys that are reaching out to you going, hey, baby, your lips would look so good wrapped around my cock.
Right.
And all of those disgusting, horrible things. They're just treating you like an object. And then you, to the other end of the extreme are the guys that don't understand the dynamic. They don't understand that they are a single guy entering into a non-poly relationship and that there are definitely boundaries that they can't cross. You know, I think back to Gerard, a play partner, and we didn't really flush out a lot of that relationship. And I'm not going to provide all of the specifics. We're actually going to talk about it on our Patreon bonus episode this week.
Yes.
Because one of our Patreon members asked about it. But I just started to get the sense that he really couldn't just have this be a casual, fun, sexy friendship.
Right.
And it's true. There are so few guys that fall in between those two extremes. And this is a guy that does. This gentleman that we're talking about.
Well, and also, I think the other thing that somebody like this particular gentleman does is he makes it real difficult for the other guys to look good.
Yes.
So there's definitely a place for Mr. I want to see your lips wrapped around my cock. There's no question about it. There are couples who entertain that. There's a place for that guy. It's a small fucking place. Real small.
You deserve better.
Yes.
Even if it's a casual encounter.
Yeah. It's a small spot. But there is a place for that guy. However, when you have the opportunity to meet someone like this who really like earnestly gives a shit and seems to genuinely care about people and their feelings and their needs and their wants and the actual relationship in general, it's going to make it real hard for someone who doesn't do that to come behind that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, he definitely sets the bar in a different place. Just like Clint, there are levels to this game. And if you're not at that level, you're going to have a real fucking hard time finding your way in this.
Yes.
You know, you got to get out of your own way. And it's, to some degree, get out of your comfort zone. Imagine what it must have taken for him to get my number from you, to text me and ask me to meet him for a drink.
Yes.
Because at that point,
actually sit down with you.
You guys had already been together twice.
Right.
At that point. And he and I had not seen each other since the first time we met him out.
Right.
Prior to your play. So, I mean, imagine what that must have taken. And then to sit down with me and not even talk about it.
Yes.
I walked in. He was already sitting there, shook hands, said hello. How are you doing? How was your day? I ordered a drink. His drink was already in front of him. I knew the bartender. He said hello. We were just bullshitting real quick. And then he and I just got into a banter, just a conversation. And that the topic of sex never came up. So imagine what that must have been like for him. At any moment, he must have been thinking, is he going to like spring this on me? Is he going to say something to me about my relationship with Brenna? Or, you know, is he going to ask me some crazy questions? I mean, he must have had some angst.
I would think so.
You know, but super cool, super chill. No issue at all.
Yeah, that's so pretty badass.
Yeah, absolutely. So single guys, take fucking notes.
Yes.
Take notes.
It will get you laid.
For sure. You have a much greater proclivity of getting pussy if you're a fucking gentleman.
Yeah.
Why is that so hard to understand?
I don't know why it's so hard to understand. I really, truly do think that we still have a long ways to go in terms of men seeing women as playthings.
For sure. But I will say this, at least from the experience that we have most recently had, like in our Telegram group, like you mentioned, we've got single dudes and couples in there. And there's a real nice synergy between everybody and a very, very high level of respect as the conversation goes in, you know, goes between folks.
Yes.
Because there's still some, not so much confusion, but misunderstanding potentially about who's partnered with who in that group.
Yes.
For some of these guys. And they're just super respectful to everybody.
Yes.
And listen, that's just what you need to do.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, single guy tip of the week. Take that extra fucking step.
I dig it.
Yeah. By the way, he picked up the tab. He bought me my drink. Let me pay for it. Yes.
What a gentleman. That's
super
very
nice guy.
Cool. I dig that
totally
a lot.
Totally unnecessary and unexpected, but super fucking kind of him and generous.
Well, we're going to be talking about that gentleman today.
Yes, we are.
And I came up with a name for him.
Did you?
I had to think long and hard about it because I wanted to come up. So Clint, for example, is the last person that we named that I've played with for months.
Yes.
And Clint is like the perfect name for him.
Oh yeah, for sure. For a lot of reasons.
It fits him in so many different ways. Yeah. When I think of him, I now think of Clint.
Mm-hmm.
Almost sometimes before I think of his regular name, which
yeah,
is
I almost call him Clint. Absolutely. I do it a lot. Yeah, which is fine. He listens to the show, so he'll know we're talking about him.
No, but like my point is, it's just so fitting for him that in my head, it just makes total sense.
Yeah.
This is somebody that I hope can become a long-term playmate.
Oh, for sure. And he has all the makings of that, for sure.
I didn't want to pick the wrong name, so I've been thinking about it a lot, and I came up with Aiden.
Aiden?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
I'm not 100% sure. I was trying to think of like a sexy but somewhat mysterious name.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's this guy. And so I came up with Aiden.
Well, he's got a, there's an element of that about him. You know, he's kind of a, I don't want to say he's quiet because he's not necessarily quiet. He's definitely a little bit more reserved. He's not going to be like the life of the party, standing on the bar and dancing and that kind of thing. At least right. I don't think so. He doesn't seem to be. But super genuine, very polite, very charismatic. Conversation was great. I mean, he's definitely a guy who you can just sit down, you know, another guy can just sit and talk to. But and just, you know, really kind of, he seems very well-intentioned.
I think he is, absolutely. But he's also an enigma to me. I have not been able to crack the code with him yet, which is both good and bad.
Yeah, for sure.
It's good in that it's exciting to me. It's exciting to think that there's still all these things to uncover.
Yeah.
And as this progresses, it will be more interesting as time goes on. He's not a simple person.
No. A lot of complexity.
It's also bad in that, this is going to sound horrible, but with sex, I'm so confident in myself sexually at this point that I like to go into an interaction and kind of be able to just like know how it's going to go, know how everything's going to unfold, how I fit into it. And I don't know my role with this gentleman yet.
Well, I think as now I think that he and I have actually sat down and had time to talk and got to know each other a little bit, and there's definitely an open dialogue. I think he's going to become more comfortable even with just the two of you.
Mate, I hope so.
So I think there's going to be kind of a, it's going to have a nice crossover. It's that conversation between he and I think is going to help move the needle with your relationship with him. I'm fairly certain that that's really what he was looking for more than anything, was really just the confidence to continue moving forward, knowing that I was on board and my stamp of approval was on this thing.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think he's going to be a lot more confident going forward.
Well, so I'm going to talk about this story, the encounter that he and I had, and it's so starkly different from the first interaction. Once again, not a bad thing. I think it's great, actually, that, you know, he can kind of maneuver and be a different, play a different part, so
to speak. He's adaptable, for sure.
But at the same time, it took me by surprise. So I'm going to tell it.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So like, what was the first, your visceral reaction to the initial contact? How was it really different? I mean, besides, like, except for geography, we know that was different because you were at his place.
It was completely different. So let me start by telling, because this goes back before I went to his house.
Right.
So this was a Sunday. You and I went to brunch and Aiden and I were texting.
Right.
And he sent me a message that said, I have some tasks for you today.
Yes.
Because he knew that we were going to be playing together that evening. We had already set that up days before.
Right.
So that was interesting to me. That took me off a little bit off guard in a very, once again, excited, erotic way.
Yeah. We were kind of laughing about it. He texted you while we were at brunch.
Yeah. And I showed it to you and I was like, ooh, what do you think of that? And you're like, okay, that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
So he started sending me these tasks and they were things like, I want you to ask me one question that's been going through your head before you come. I want you to explain your getting ready process and the thoughts that are going through your head. Are you excited in that moment? I want you to wear an anal plug, which we'll talk about.
Yes.
And he wanted me to send like one sexy picture. And then he had very strict instructions for what he wanted me to bring with me.
Right.
So he wanted something impact wise, something that he could reward me with, and then like favorite toys.
Right.
So I go through all these steps. I complete his tasks as the evening is going on. So you and I went to brunch. We spent the day together. Then in the evening, I started to get ready.
Yes.
And so I'm texting him all of my dirty thoughts and questions and packing my bag. And so it was a very fun, anticipatory feeling.
Well, let's also talk about this. So you guys had plans to meet at a specific time. His plans, unfortunately, had to change for familial reasons. But the good news is he let you know all the way along that process when that change happened. Like as soon as he knew that there was going to be a change in the schedule, he checked with you to make sure it was okay.
Right.
Let you know what his plan was and how he was going to correct it. The line of communication was really quite clear.
Yes.
Gave us time to decide how to go forward with the rest of our time. And it was really just done. He did it properly.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. He didn't totally fuck up our plans for the day, which was much appreciated.
Yes.
All this anticipation building up. I'm driving to his house. I get there. I text you to let you know I'm there.
Yes, of course.
Well, I didn't want to. I got very angry with
him. Well, it's, you know, I'm concerned for your safety.
Well, I was with Clint, to be fair.
Yeah, but I didn't know that you had even made it.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, I texted when I got there. And so when I got there, beautiful house, walk in. He says, you should go into the bedroom, leads me into the master bedroom, tells me that I can get ready and to call him when I'm ready and to kneel at the edge of the bed.
Right.
So I go in with my backpack, unzip it, take out this black corset skirt dress
yes,
thing.
Yes, love that thing. Yeah.
It's awesome. It has these gold rivets all over it and a big gold zipper up the side.
Yeah.
And it has the ability to attach thigh highs. I didn't, but it's just a cute, adorable, but also very kind of overtly sexy item.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like the gold and the leather and the, it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah. Yes,
it in is. The best. It's very extra.
It is so extra.
So I get into that. I kneel at the side of the bed. I tell him I'm ready. He comes in and stands behind me. I'm kneeling by the bed and he stands behind me and starts like rubbing his hands all over me and kissing on my neck and just feeling me everywhere, which was super freaking hot. We did that for a while. I think we made out for a little bit. And then he asked what I had in my backpack. So I went over to the backpack, unzipped it, and started laying out all of my toys on the bed. Once again, like I'm a, you know, child,
right,
showing all my toys. And so I laid out a flogger and a leather paddle,
right,
and clothespins and my wand. And he's like, oh, this is okay. Great.
Like the rechargeable wand?
Yeah.
That thing's sick.
It's amazing. But I almost could, I couldn't, we'll get to it. I couldn't even use it during this interaction. It was just too much. Sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, overload. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So I have all my toys laid out and he's like, well, I have one of my own toys that I want to show you. And I was like, okay. So he opens this chest next to his bed, this big, beautiful chest. It put our chest to shame.
Really?
Yeah. It had like drawers in it that pulled out.
Nice.
And all sorts of fancy shit. I was like, oh my goodness, this is impressive. But on the top of it is this little flogger.
Right.
And he's like, my flogger is not as impressive as yours.
Did you bring the big one or the small one?
I brought my big, long, black, purple. I mean, the strips on it are probably, what, 3 feet long?
Yeah, about 36 inches, yeah.
They're huge, and they're also very thick.
Yeah, it's very thuddy.
And I love it, yeah, because it's that thuddy fit sensation. He pulls one out that's not as long, about half as long,
right,
but they're very, very thin strips. Yeah. And he's like, I don't think this is going to give you what you're looking for. And I was like, oh, no, this is going to be great because you can do the stingy sensation with the smaller flogger and then move on to the bigger flogger.
Yeah, yeah, totally different feelings.
Oh, yeah. So I was super psyched about this. So he has me lay over the bed and starts flogging me. And he's being very careful and respectful, starting very slow. We talked about safe words, which I was very appreciative of. He's fairly new in the BDSM world, but I feel like he is somebody that has done his research. He understands things like asking for consent and safe words and starting slow and working your way up. All of the basics are in place with him, which is fucking awesome because I don't have to worry. There's no concern in the back of my mind of like, oh, this guy's going to fucking hurt me. Like that wasn't there at all.
No, I don't think he's got that element in him. And he certainly is a guy that's going to do his homework.
Yes.
You know, he studied up on it first,
which I fucking loved.
Yeah.
And it allows me to completely focus on the pleasure of it. You know what I mean? If he was behind me with a flogger and I'm worried about like, oh fuck, he's gonna flog my pussy or he's gonna wrap that thing around me with the bigger one and
relax.
Hit me somewhere that he shouldn't, I can't be turned on in that moment because I'm just concerned. And that doesn't lead to, you know, erotic thoughts. So
no.
It was awesome that I didn't have to think about any of that because he made it very clear, both verbally as well as his actions, that he was taking this seriously.
Right.
So he started off really light and I, you know, continued to ask for more, please. And so by the end of it, with this little thing, he's hitting me hard.
Sure.
Very hard. And it's perfect. He's doing a nice rhythm. He's kind of rubbing with it and teasing a little bit. So he's not just smacking over and over and over again.
Right. So you couldn't really catch the rhythm.
There was no rhythm, which is great. I fucking loved that. And so he's hitting me really hard, stops. And then he's like, you need to stay bent over the edge of the bed. And I hear him leave the bedroom and he's gone for a while. So of course, once again, all of these thoughts running through my head of like, where the fuck is he? What's going on? Which was a super turn on to me.
Sure.
And he comes back in after like, it felt like 10 minutes, but it was probably like two.
Right.
I mean, it was one of those things, you know, but he comes back in and I can hear ice clanking.
Hmm.
I'm like, okay. And I hear him like set stuff on the chest and then he comes over and starts rubbing the ice on my ass.
Wow.
Which was amazing because it was all hot from being hit so much.
Yeah, of course.
And so the ice sensation on top of that heat was a really nice combination.
Right.
It's not even something I would think to do, really.
Right.
But I loved it.
Nice.
and it was all melting and dripping down me, and oh, it was great. I'm just getting naughty. I'm getting all worked up just thinking about it. It was so hot. And so he did that for a little bit and played with me, played with my ass a little bit. And then he asked me if I'd like a glass of Prosecco. And so I sat up and he had poured me a glass of Prosecco, and we kind of just sat there and drank a glass of Prosecco, which was really fun and interesting to me, because it was like, he does a great job of making it's not all about the sex, you know right. what I mean? Like, we can stop for a second, and it's still kind of erotic because I'm in this leather outfit, and, you know,
you've already been flogged.
He just flogged me and touched all over my ass and everything, but it was a nice kind of break in everything.
But also, did it not heighten the stimulation? Like, you were obviously, you were eager to get back into play, and it just made the anticipation, just built up the anticipation?
Oh, for sure. Because all I kept thinking about was how I wanted to be flogged more, of course. You know, this, once you start flogging me, it's like, better have that arm workout ready, because I fucking love it. So yeah, for sure. So we have the glass of Prosecco, and then he's like, do you want more flogging? And I was like, yes, of course I do. So yeah. I lay back down. Actually, I think he used his riding crop on me first, and the other thing I liked was he asked me ahead of time, you know, which part of the crop would you like me to use? Do you just like the crop, or would you like me to use the actual stick portion of it as more of a cane? So we had that conversation. I said, basically, do whatever you want, because I love all impact.
Yeah, and the caning is a big deal for you as well. So
yeah. I mean, this obviously wasn't a true cane. It had a little bit of flexibility to it, but it was nice. So he hit me with the riding crop a little bit. Then he broke out my flogger, my big long one, and he's like, oh, I've never used this. I better practice on the bed a couple times. So he's like hitting next to me, and all I can think is like, just fucking, like, I need this, just hit me with this flogger. It was too much. So he finally started, and it was great. He kind of had the arm motion down. He did a nice job of like putting it on my back and kind of sliding the little tentacles down.
Back of your thighs as well.
A little bit, yeah. I don't typically love being flogged there as much, as you know, because it's very sensitive, but my back and my ass, I love being flogged. And so I'm asking for harder and harder and harder. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, give it to me harder.
He'll know for next time.
You're not going to hurt me. The chances of him hurting me with that flogger.
Oh, it's, I mean, there's
as no long way. As he doesn't do some sort of a wraparound or something, it's not going to happen, because it's so heavy that it just lands where you put it.
Yeah, it's just a thuddy kind of thing. It looks scary to people who have never kind of used one before or don't have any experience with it, but the truth of the matter is, the thicker those the braids are, the thuddier it is.
So that was lovely. I really enjoyed it.
Good.
And then he stopped flogging me, and I turned around, and he was like, would you like to suck my cock? And I'm like, yeah.
So is he dressed at this point?
He's completely dressed this entire time. I haven't touched his cock. Like, nothing really sexual has happened up to this
point. Just a flogging scene at this point.
The flogging, which, you know, can be sexual, cannot be sexual. Of course, I find it incredibly erotic. But at this point, there's no sexual contact, really.
Right.
And so he asked if I want to suck his cock. I say yes. Take his pants down. Take his underwear down. And I'm worked up at this point.
By now you're in a frenzy.
Bad. So I am going to town on his cock. I don't even give a fuck about looking pretty at this point. I have, like, you know, spit on my face,
makeup,
and I'm
lipstick.
Deep-throating it. Yeah, I'm sure I had fucking lipstick everywhere, because I wore red lipstick over there.
Of course.
And, you know, I'm sucking on his balls, and I'm, you know, going back and forth between sucking
on... So you're on your knees, he's standing at this point?
Yes, yep. And it was great. I really enjoyed that.
I'm sure he did too.
And I kept looking up at him. I love this. It's one of those quirky things. I love sex for these types of moments. So I'm sucking his cock, and I look up at him, and he's moaning, and then he looks down at me and sees that I'm looking at him, and just like starts giggling and has this like big grin on his face. And he was like, oh, I love when you look up at me.
How funny.
It's just one of those like kind of cute little moments, you know, that I'm like, oh, it's just a quirk, and I liked it.
Right.
So anyway, we did that for a little bit, and then he asked if he could fuck me, and I said, sure.
Sure.
So he started fucking me from behind first, and that's when I tried to use the wand.
Oh, at the same time, yeah.
I don't know if it was because I was so worked up.
You're so sensitive at that point.
Or what, but I could not use the wand on my clit. I kept it on there for maybe like 10 seconds. I was like, no, I can't do this. So I turned it off.
Too much.
And then he flipped me over and was fucking me on top, and we were making out, and he's just burying himself into me, which was fantastic. Really enjoyed that whole portion of it. So we stopped at one point, and this is something I don't even think I've told you about this yet, but he asked me to wear a plug over to his house.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So I obviously did. I wore, and this is the other thing that was so fun and awesome about this play session. I wore my Benoit Geisha ball.
Yeah.
From Dorsal. You can totally get it at taboo.com. It is my favorite.
Yes.
Because it has these little ball bearings inside of the plug.
Yes.
So every single motion makes the balls go crazy. And I feel that inside of me.
Yeah. Even when we're driving and you're wearing it, like if we had bumps or something.
So imagine being flogged and fucked and everything. I was so, oh my God, it was amazing. It's like just all of the sensation happening. Obviously he could see the plug because it also has a big jewel at the end of it.
Yeah, a big pink jewel.
So we stopped fucking for a little bit, and he goes, is there any chance that you want me to fuck your ass tonight? And I hesitated. And I don't really know why. I think it's because it's not that I don't trust him.
Right.
It's a comfortability thing with me. We've talked about this before. It took 6 months of you and I being together for us to start having anal sex. Because prior to you, I had a horrible experience with anal sex.
Yeah, we had talked about it early in our relationship. It wasn't something that you were super interested in, and it wasn't a concern for me. But as time went on, you wanted it more. And then we started practicing it. And now, of course, it's like your favorite thing.
Well, I think for me with you, because I swore I was never going to have anal sex again after this bad experience that I had. I'm just not going to do it. It's not worth it. It's stupid to try to push myself to do it. But then when you and I got together and I was so into you and I wanted to be connected to you in every possible way, for me, it was like, okay, well, anal sex is another way that I can be connected to you.
Right.
So I wanted to do that with you, and you made it a great experience for me. You went slow with me and you communicated with me about it. And I figured out that I need to put in a plug before I have sex with you.
Right.
And so just all of that exploration turned it into an amazing thing that I really enjoy doing now.
Right.
And obviously I have anal sex with Clint on a pretty regular basis, but it's still for me one of those like hang up things where if I am not 1000% comfortable, I just don't know if I can go through with it.
Well, you and I talked about it. Your thought was that, you know, potentially the next time you guys get together, you would like to try that with him.
Yes.
So that's a conversation, obviously, you have to have with
him. I mean, he's obviously interested, but I do feel bad that I didn't communicate ahead of time. Like, hey, yes, I'll totally wear an anal plug, and I am interested in the future, if all goes well, with going down the anal road
to the farmer's market.
A trip to the farmer's market, but I didn't communicate that ahead of time.
So what was the conversation like after that came up?
Well, he asked if I wanted to, and I was like, I'm not sure. And he was like, that's okay. We don't have to, like, he could sense it. He was like, that's okay. We don't have to do that.
Yeah, he seems like, I mean, he's an intelligent guy. He seems pretty intuitive.
He's very, he has good emotional intelligence too, for sure. So he didn't push it. He was very respectful about it, just kind of moved on from it.
Right.
And neither of us made it awkward, I don't think.
Right.
But I do wish, looking back on it, that was kind of a thought afterwards that I had of like, oh, I probably should have said something, because I was fairly certain going to his house that I was not at a point that I wanted to have anal sex with him.
Well, it's also important that he knows that you like anal play in many varieties.
Yeah.
So it's something he's obviously, I mean, you complied and wore a plug, so clearly you have no issue with it and that you enjoy it. So as long as he knows that and can kind of maybe ease his way into that space, literally, you can work with him that way.
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
Hopefully something fun to come for us in the future.
Yeah, just a conversation.
Yeah. Pretty quickly, I sucked his cock again, which I really enjoy sucking his cock. It's kind of the perfect size for me. I can deep throat it, but it's not like, it's just a good size, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
And it's a good shape. It's not too thick. It's not too thin. It's just great.
Right.
So I'm sucking his cock again. He asks if he can fuck me again. I say sure. So he puts on another condom, gets on top of me, and is fucking me. And this time felt more aggressive.
Than the first time you guys were together?
Than the first time we were together and the first time that he fucked me that night.
It was
almost like I could tell that he had some aggression that he was kind of taking out in that moment. And I think it was from kind of that buildup of like all the flogging and all of that play. And then on top of that, actually, I should say this right before he started fucking me again, he put the clothespins on my tits. I told him that I love that.
Right.
And so he puts them on there and I'm telling him to like rip them off, and I'm loving every second of it because I always fucking do. And so I think that mixed with everything that happened previously in the night, I don't know if it was that he could sense that I wanted more of the aggression, or that he needed to give me more of the aggression, or both.
Sure.
But either way, it was very hot.
So did you have a conversation with him? Because initially, your initial interactions with him, were the discussions were that he is potentially a switch to some degree. He's somewhat submissive and dominant.
Right.
So did you have another conversation with him about how you wanted that play to go, or how you both wanted that play to go?
No, I think I took the cues from him of he was providing me with tasks and he was, you know, giving me instructions.
Yeah, very task-oriented. I thought that was very cool.
I thought it was amazing. And I think that I assumed that he would kind of be in that top mentality, that top role this time
for sure.
around.
Yeah.
I didn't flog him. I didn't, you know, put clothespins on his nipples. So. Right. It was a lot of me being the bottom in this situation. And even during our sex, he really took it upon himself to kind of take control.
Right.
And I really enjoyed that.
So this, obviously, I mean, there's no question that this particular session for him, I would think, was much more of a relaxed kind of a situation than the first. Because the first time, he didn't come the first time.
No. And I think, you're not letting me get to the end of this whole thing.
Okay.
You have to let me finish the story. So he's fucking me on top. He asks me if he can flip me around, and he's fucking me from behind, and he starts kind of grabbing onto my ass, and he's like kind of playing with the plug a little bit, which I really fucking love.
Yeah, because that thing just, I mean, every little sensation moves that thing.
And it's amazing. And I came incredibly hard a couple of different times, and then he came and kind of lurched himself forward into me as he was coming, which I really liked for whatever reason. It was sexy that he did that. And so that's kind of where the sex ended. And then we were just laying on the bed talking. And I think both of us said the same thing in different ways. But basically the synopsis of the night, if you will, was that this time didn't feel quite as flowy and natural as the first time.
Really?
It felt kind of like a play by numbers, if that makes sense. It was like, okay, now we're going to flog. Okay, now we're going to pour Prosecco.
Right.
Okay, now we're going to, I'm going to suck your cock. Okay, now, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And you and I talked about that. Like, you know, and it's not, again, very much appreciated all of the, like, you know, pouring a drink and offering, you know, food and that kind of thing and being prepared, I guess, is the key. Obviously, very much appreciated. But like you said, totally not necessary. Once you're into play, we don't need to worry about the rest of it. And I think once you find that synergy, I think you're going to have a much smoother kind of process as it goes along.
Yeah, I think we need to find our roles with each other. And I think right now we're still at a feeling out phase, and that's totally fine. Some play partners, it has taken months to get there. Other play partners, it takes one or two times, and that's whatever, however long it takes is totally fine. But my point is, like, we both have to figure out the other person, and we're not there yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I said at the beginning, to me, he's still kind of an enigma. I don't know where I fit in with him sexually yet, and I don't think he knows either. I do think it was really fun to explore with him. He really enjoyed the impact portion of it. I, of course, fucking loved it.
Right.
But to me, it almost felt like we were doing all of these things to find out about the other person.
Well, yeah. I mean, I imagine there was some level of it being robotic to some degree, going through the different steps and processes. But the good news, I think, with him is, at least the way I feel after having had some time to spend with him, just he and I, he's definitely a guy that wants to have those conversations. And I don't think he's got any problem talking about it. He wants to know, like, if there's something you do or do not like, he definitely wants to be in tune with that.
Right.
You know, he wants it to be a much smoother kind of rhythmic thing and not be choppy and awkward, you know?
Yeah.
And you could totally have a conversation with him about it. There's no question. I can tell that he would be totally open to all of those different things.
Yeah, for sure. I also think that I have yet to see who he really is behind, like, the veil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like when you meet someone new, especially in this type of an interaction or this type of a dynamic, you know, I'm not going on dates with him. We're not going and sitting and having coffee regularly. I'm not spending the night at his house.
Right.
So it takes longer to get to know that person and to really understand what makes them tick. And I haven't figured that out yet. I'm excited to. I think it's a fun little challenge. But that's kind of the point that we're at right now.
Well, also, we have to say, this is the first time that he's been in a situation like this.
Yes.
So he's just finding his sea legs. And again, I think he's doing everything properly. He's taking the steps.
Yes.
You know, he's not rushing anything necessarily and really taking the time to understand the dynamic between you and I, or trying to anyway.
Which is fucking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, huge kudos to him for taking the time and doing that.
Yes.
You know, but I do think... So, well, let me ask you this. Have you communicated with him since he and I had met?
Yes.
So what was his kind of... What was his thoughts about that?
He said it was awesome, that he really enjoyed sitting down with you, that you guys had some really interesting, fun conversations, and that he's really glad that you guys made the time to do it.
Yeah, so I really do think that he's going to be a little bit more relaxed at this point, because there's a part of me that led me to believe that he was very concerned, or at least to some degree concerned, about my feelings on the whole thing.
Right.
And because I, you know, you and I have had this conversation... I am not, you know, it's not like I sit down and interrogate these guys. I know right away whether you're full of shit. I don't need to talk to you for 3 hours. I'll know in 30 seconds.
Right.
So once we've had a conversation, we don't spend a lot of time. I don't spend a lot of time talking to the guys that much, and not, you know, outside of our, you know, interaction with them together. So I didn't want, I think he got the feeling that because there wasn't that connection between he and I, or he didn't think there was a connection between us, that he was going to be, you know, I don't want to say handcuffed necessarily, that he couldn't do certain things or couldn't behave a certain way, or maybe didn't know how to act. He just needed to be more relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, he just got to kind of get out of his own way. He understands now that I'm totally cool with him. He's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. And I also think, I mean, I think the more that he's around me, he'll realize how laid back I am about sex in general. I mean, It's just, to me, it's like, this should be fun. It's supposed to be kind of an escape. It's especially an escape considering that I go and play with these guys and then I come home and have this amazing connection with you. But like for us, and I guess specifically for me, hot wifing is about the escape from all the other bullshit, right?
Right.
It's like our fun, our downtime, if you will.
Yeah.
And so if it's anything other than just laid back, fun, drama-free awesomeness, it doesn't work. And I'm not saying that that's what this is, but I just want him to know that. And I've communicated it to him, but I think he'll see that more from me. You know, that I just want to show up and have fun.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think after he and I have met and you guys have played a couple of times, he's going to get more comfortable. You know, and the truth is, the more enjoyable your time is with him, and that's something he needs to understand. And of course, like I said, he and I didn't discuss, play of any kind. But the one thing he needs to understand, and, you know, you can communicate it to him as however you do, the better the time is between the two of you, the better my time and your time is together.
For sure.
So if you guys are enjoying yourselves, if you're enjoying yourself with him, it's just better for the two of us.
Well, how was our sex that night?
Oh, it was super fucking hot.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it was because it had been a while since there was somebody else other than Clint.
Right.
And certainly been a while since you went to someone else's home.
Right.
Right. And
a long time.
Long time. And that's a big deal.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it just hasn't been. And so the anticipation of me waiting for you, also, we have to say, because of, you know, his schedule kind of got thrown off, you really didn't get home until later at night.
9:30 maybe, yeah.
So for us, that's, you know, on a Sunday, it would be considered late. Normally, if you play like with Clint, it's in the afternoon, or we're playing, if there's a, you know, we're doing a threesome kind of thing, it's in the afternoon.
Right.
You didn't get back home until 9:30. So I was really kind of like, and you were gone for about 2 hours, a little bit more maybe. So I was really worked up by the time you got home and really eager to see how that session went.
Right.
You know, especially by comparison to the first. And so, and I knew you left with a backpack full of stuff, which is always good. So it's a good sign. So yeah, I was already worked up by the time you got home. And we very quickly, we just went upstairs and had some fucking hot sex.
Well, it was funny because I came home, you were lying on the couch and, you know, I did my whole, oh, hi, bestie. How was your night type of thing. I walk over to you and you just have this look on your face of, like, you need to get me upstairs.
Like, why are we still dressed?
You're not saying that.
Right.
But the look on your face is like, okay, are we going to go upstairs now? Like, why are we talking down here? Get your ass upstairs. Why are you still talking to me?
Because at first, you know, I want to make sure that everything went well. And I was certain everything was okay because you texted me, obviously, when you were leaving, or you called me when you were leaving. And I could tell there was no issue. But, you know, when you come in, I want to make sure that everything went well before we just go right upstairs. Or I just assume that everything went well before I just drag you upstairs and into the bedroom. So that was, you know, obviously it's always my first concern, but
no, you definitely were asking me how things were going, but you also had this look on your face of like, no, give me the quick answer. I don't need the 5 minute answer.
I just need to just give me the bullet points, wrap it up. Let's go.
What are the cliff notes here? Come on, chop, chop.
No, it was a buildup. And of course, like I said, it was new again. I mean, it was the second time we were together, but going to his place, that's a big deal. There's only been a few times where you know, a few playmates that you've actually done that with. Of course, Clint, obviously. But that's a big deal.
I've never been to Clint's house.
No, but you go out and play with him elsewhere other than our home.
Right.
That's a big thing. So, and again, you know, leading up to that, I had his address, knew where his home was, you know, knew all that stuff. So there was no concern from that aspect. I also knew, based on how long it took you to text me to let me know you were there, that it wasn't very far, and we knew right where it was.
Right.
So, you know, that from the safety standpoint, I wasn't concerned when you walked in the door, but I really was just, I was eager. I just wanted to jump your bones.
Naughty. Much. That's because you're naughty pants.
Yeah, it was super fucking hot. And you wore the same outfit.
Yes.
Which was so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes, very much.
I love that outfit.
Yeah.
It might be my new fave.
Yeah, it was so, and well, and we also have to say, you still had the plug-in.
Yes, I did.
So, I mean, we had sex for however long we were having sex. And finally, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to go to the farmer's market.
You literally said, I'm going to need to fuck your ass now. And yep. I was like, okay.
Yeah, well, because the plug, I wasn't even thinking about the plug. I was in. I just realized it was still there. Like, well, it's there. I may as well take advantage of the idea
no that you've had this thing
in for the last few hours. Yeah. You know, certainly it's, you know, it's ready.
It's time.
You know, so yeah, that was so fucking hot.
It was really fun.
Yeah, good time.
Yes, I really appreciate Aiden on a lot of different levels. I look forward to what comes of this whole thing. So hopefully we'll have some more sexy stories to share with you guys.
I certainly appreciate him, obviously, because even more now that he and I have had that interaction, I thought that was very, very cool of him. And I like the idea that you now have another playmate that you really enjoy being with, that we have a good kind of rapport with at this point. And it seems like it's going in the right direction.
Hell yeah.
You know, so I
dig
it.
More sexiness to come.
Yeah, and we have our single gal friend. Hopefully we're going to see her again soon. I've been communicating a little bit with her.
I hope so. She's a doll.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing a kind of a sexy boudoir shoot, apparently, is what she told me. So hopefully we'll see some of those images.
I would love that.
Very sexy. Yes, very sexy.
All right, guys. If you want to find us on social media, you should. We're on Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers. We're also on Cassidy. You can come find our Cassidy community page, which is called Front Porch Swingers.
Yeah.
We have a new video up on YouTube. It's all about toys for erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
Which is an important topic in the lifestyle. It's something that people struggle with, and it's a great time to it's a great time to have ED. But there's what I mean by that is there's so many toys and options out there to make sure that you still can have an amazing time. So that's what our YouTube video is all about. So please go check that out.
Yeah, that was sponsored by Taboo Toys. They asked us to do that. And some of the stuff they sent us was very, very cool and very interesting. So check it out.
Yeah. And of course, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/frontporchswingers. And I think that's what we have for you guys this week.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to next week's.
Me too.
It's going to be a good time.
As always, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.